unofficialmills.co.uk.
Hello, we're in Nottingham.
One night with Laura, one night with Laura.
Afternoon, thank you very much, Edith. So it's day three of One Night with Laura. You know Laura, off of Laura's Diary, who works on our show. Been unlucky in love for a very long time now, but all that's about to change as we tour the country, holding X Factor style auditions to try and find Laura's Mr. Right. We were in Cardiff last night. We are now in Nottingham, where the auditions will be this evening. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always perk up around this time.
Yeah. Grumpy old sod all morning, but then,
Now, hang on a minute, sunshine. What have you been doing all morning?
Sleeping?
Yeah. You actually haven't been anywhere near the back of the bus or the bottom of the bus for whole of the journey from Cardiff to Nottingham. You've been asleep.
Yeah.
You even stayed asleep when I knocked Laura's vanity case all over the bus.
Yeah.
And there were some very interesting things in there.
Right, so Cardiff for the auditions last night, and they, I think, generally were of a very high standard.
They were a strange old bunch, weren't they?
They took it very seriously, much more than Southampton. I thought one bloke was going to cry at one point. It's like, seriously, it's okay. Do you know what I mean? It's fine. You haven't won £1 million record contract. You know what I mean? It's just a David Laura.
It's as good as.
So they came with all sorts of talents. Yeah.
No worries.
What's wrong with you? You've changed since last night's audition. Seriously, you're sacked now. Joe Wiley's coming on today. I can't handle you anymore on that audition.
I know.
So they came with all sorts of talents last night.
I'm going to play a U2 song, which is one of my favourites. My love is cool. Wrong key.
Wrong key, yeah. And that was one of his favourite U2 records, which I've never heard of.
Me neither.
Okay. He was originally from Atlanta, Georgia, but was in Cardiff last night for the auditions. He didn't come all the way from Atlanta, obviously. He lives here now. And some of them did some more poetry.
I came here today for a date with Laura, because after seeing her picture on the web, I thought, begorra.
Ooh. How rubbish was that? I thought Bigora. Brilliant. Nice rhyming of Bigora and Laura.
Yeah.
And some people came with some very good reasons.
Why are you here today?
To win a date with Laura.
Okay.
One night with Laura.
Why?
She hasn't been lucky in love in the past, and I have. So I thought, some of my luck can wear off on it. Right, today?
And some people were just really, really quite confused. Where would you like to take Laura?
That's it. Yeah, that was that.
Right, it's 4:25. Hello, the sun has now come out in Nottingham. We're in our big truck, which was next to the big bus that we're touring around the country on, only that's just driven off with the kettle boiling.
Yes.
I'm Scott Mills, and it's all about finding love, true love, for Laura this week. So, last night in Cardiff, the auditions were on, and you could not be less interested.
Not really, no. Last night.
Have a listen to this, and listen to him going, oh, really, really carefully listen to this, in the middle of the interview process. So you quite like that kind of element.
Like that. He's trying to steal your thunder.
No, it's something else he's doing.
Now, if you could tell us exactly what happened at that point, and why you were going, oh!
Very kindly, Steve and Spike, the engineers, rigged up a little monitor for me under my table last night, so I could watch Arsenal against Juventus in the Champions League, which was a very big game of football, and incredibly important for my job that I watched it.
Yeah. I can't believe that's so rude.
Why? It was a cracking game. I really enjoyed watching it, actually. I'm very grateful for them for setting that up for me. Yeah. It was worthwhile.
Some people are kind of cottoned on to what you're doing as well.
How's the football getting on?
You should be more concerned about Laura.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry about him.
So there's a table. Imagine the scene, right? There's a table with all the four judges on.
Yeah.
And we're doing interviews for to find Laura a brand new boyfriend, right?
And just
the love of her life.
Just to the right of my feet, hidden from all the contestants under some green felt, was a monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was watching. And I thought that was very rude of that bloke to be putting football ahead of Laura.
Mm.
Very rude of him.
Yeah. And then once the football had finished, just to top it all off, you started texting people while the auditions were on. It's intimidating enough for these people. The room in Cardiff last night was a massive room. There's all these like cameras and lights, yeah, and there's us four sat there, including Scary Laura's dad, and then you'd completely make them pat themselves by, first of all, watching the football, and secondly, texting and advertising your private ventures.
I can tell you don't want to be here, but,
How can you tell that?
Because you're probably texting someone asking for the result.
I know what the result is.
Could you not do that, please?
I was just texting my mate to tell him Jose Antonio Reyes is a diver.
Unbelievable.
My mate was at Arsenal, and you know what it's like after football. You text friends about the football, so that's all I was doing. Yeah. And you go to Cardiff University, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Will you go to their summer ball?
Probably, yeah.
Right. Do you know what their entertainment lineup is for their summer ball?
Is it you, Winnie Chance?
It is Chaps and Dave Wilson live at Cardiff University.
Definitely, I'll be there.
It's the astronaut. He was a very nice lad.
You also, as you went, it's the Chaps and Dave World Tour, the so-and-so date in Cardiff, and actually smiled and turned to the camera and winked. And because of all that, I'm afraid you're fired from the judging panel as of now.
Really?
Yep. And we're going to bring in Joe Wiley for this evening's auditions in Nottingham.
She won't be nearly as accommodating as I was.
To be honest,
all sorts of demands.
She's already been on with demands, like all the contestants have to call her Your Holiness, which I think is a bit rich. And then there's the whole drink ordering thing. You're not allowed to hand her a drink. You have to hand her assistant a drink first, and then then he gives her the drink. And then there's the eye contact thing.
Yeah, that'll do. And she also asked for a monitor so she can watch Leon AC Milan.
Yeah. And
honestly.
Anyway, Joe Wiley will be joining us in Nottingham tonight for the auditions, and it'll be much better. Sorry to everybody about last night. One night with Laura. As you've heard from Laura's diary, Laura has never really been very lucky in love. Laura works on our show, but we're about to change all that for her by doing what is effectively speed dating, but just for her, all around the country. Holding auditions. Today we're in Nottingham. That's where they'll be tonight. Last night, we were in Cardiff and we met quite a guy. We met a guy called Gareth. This is the moment he walked into the room.
Hey. Gareth, welcome to the welcome to the One Night with Laura audition. Thank you for coming along tonight. I'm Scott. This is Chappers. This is Laura's dad, and this is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Don't be scared. I know it looks quite scary, but it's all fine. We're all very nice people, and we're here to try and put you through the competition.
Yeah,
tonight.
I don't tan well.
No.
I don't tan well.
Yeah.
Why did he say that? what relevance does that hold to any part of the audition process? So it started off quite weird, and then kind of got weirder.
What do you look for in a girl, Gareth?
Oh, everything.
What, like?
Well, I don't know. I won't sell for anything, that's me. Maybe a bit picky.
Are you picky?
Well, maybe not. Yeah, you know, it's got to be good. Nice. No, you know, I don't like horrible people.
Right. So you like nice people?
Yeah. It's funny, because I was looking at you, and on the interweb, and your ears is much bigger.
Laura had lost it at this point.
I was really warming to him then. I was really warm to him at that point.
So he kind of paid me a kind of compliment by saying that my ears look smaller in real life than they do on the Radio 1 website. Brilliant. So we decided to find out a bit more.
How many girlfriends have you had, Gareth?
I don't know. Some.
How many?
I don't know. What, real ones?
No, blow-up ones.
Seriously.
She went again then, didn't
I
she?
Must explain that Gareth had a couple of pints at this point, but Laura spoke to him on the phone to see if he comes to the audition last week and said he's exactly the same all the time. Drink or no drink.
When you say a girlfriend, do you mean like you like them?
Right, how many girlfriends have you had that you haven't liked?
But I haven't liked, three or four maybe.
And how many girlfriends have you had that you've liked?
I'm unequal, I reckon.
So again, three or four.
Yeah.
In total, you've probably had six or eight girls.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Seriously, it doesn't make any sense. And then Laura's dad, who's also on the judging panel, Scary Laura's dad, came out with one of the strangest questions ever.
Gareth, you've had a drink.
Yes.
Yes. And you're from Somerset.
Yes, I am, yes.
Have you got any cider on you?
Cider?
Yes.
No.
But you could get it in a few minutes if you've given notice to get it.
Oh, yeah, a few phone calls and you got a cider, pal. Yeah. I say it.
That's it, yeah.
What?
I was starting to wonder whether I'd had a few beers at this point.
Yeah, and you were drinking, like, Coke all night. Could you get me any cider now? What? Why would he have... Anyway, whatever. And then, he quite surprised us, actually, with his party trick. Because yeah. I thought it was going to be rubbish, and it turned out to be really good.
Well, I haven't really prepared anything at all.
All right, just freestyle it.
Yeah, well, yeah, so basically, I sort of come here, and I thought, well, everyone was like, what are you going to do? I was like, oh, well, I'll have a few beers, it'll come to me, but it didn't. So...
Go with the flow, Gareth, that's what I think.
So that went on for quite some time, but he was good, wasn't he?
He was very, very good,
He kind of really played it down, and then it kind of it went well. And then, finally, the verdict. Now, think about Gareth. He's had quite a lot to drink. He is really random. Surely, Laura's dad is no way going to put him through.
Laura's dad, what do you think?
Smashing bloke. Yeah. Fine. Yes.
Thank you. Cheers.
Chappers.
Did you just wink at me?
No. Yes.
Did you just wink at me?
Would that help? Well, the wink help.
You tell me. I was going to say yes, then you winked at me, so it's a no.
Oh, don't do that. What's the matter with you? They just everyone out there is saying that you've been really horrible to them. Always.
Right.
You horrible man.
I have to say, Gareth, you are probably my favourite person we've spoken to in the competition so far. It's a definite yes from me. You're hilarious.
Yeah. Does that mean I got to stay here longer?
No.
And when he got put through, he was like, "Oh, that means I've got to go to London now, doesn't it?" he was quite a character. That was Gareth off of last night. Now, remember we told you just after four that Laura had put the kettle on to boil to make us some tea on the big tour bus that we're travelling around on. Well, she did that. She boiled the kettle and then got off the bus for a couple of seconds, and then the bus kind of went.
Dave drove off with our driver, drove off with the kettle boiling
so
on the bus.
We told the people of Nottingham, if you saw it kind of in the streets, to flag down the driver and say, it might be on fire. Now, loads of people have just done that.
Yeah, apparently.
Like, everybody was going to the driver. It's on fire, which would be alarming if he wasn't listening to Radio 1 at the time. Thank God he was. Okay, Laura the Vigilante is back out on the streets once again. Where are you now, Laura?
I'm hiding in a toilet cubicle.
Which particular toilet cubicle is this?
I'm in a pub in Nottingham at the moment.
Okay, right, just stay there.
Okay.
If anyone comes in, just don't answer,
okay.
Right? The idea of Laura the Vigilante is that she fights against antisocial behaviour. In the past, she's confronted people who park in disabled spaces, people who let their dogs poo in the park and don't pick it up, and those blokes in newsagents who just read the magazines but don't actually buy them. You know the kind of thing. Right, today, Laura, you are on toilet patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a nice toilet?
It's all right. It's just your average toilet.
Just a common old garden toilet. Right, today we are busting people, I hate this, who go to the loo and don't wash their hands. It's unhygienic. Do you know how many germs there are on your hands? It's disgusting. I don't know how many either, but I'm sure it's quite a lot. So, Laura, what you're going to do today is find people who go to the toilet and then don't wash their hands.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then your job is to warn other people in the pub so they don't catch any nasty germs.
Okay.
All right? That's simple, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Laura, I'll be back with you in just a moment, all right?
Okay.
Are you in the ladies or gents?
I'm in the gents.
You're in the gents, excellent. Right, I'll speak to you in a minute.
Okay.
Laura the Vigilante is back after Red Hot Chili Peppers. So Laura is on toilet patrol today. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Are you still hiding in the cubicle?
Yeah.
At the moment, Laura is in the gents in a pub in Nottingham. Now, I think you should come out of the cubicle and loiter around. Before that, can I just have a little bit of a rant, please?
Yeah.
People that do not wash their hands after going to the toilet in pubs, that's even more disgusting than not washing your hands if you're anywhere else. Because, you see those peanuts on the bar? Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The ones you're about to eat, yeah?
Mm.
And you eat them, and then when you do eat them, the people who've been in the toilet and haven't washed their hands, they eat them too. They put their hands on the peanuts. You see what I'm saying?
gross.
It's gross. And you're eating whatever they've got on their hands after they've been to the toilet and not washed them. Think about it. Right, come out of the cubicle.
Okay, hang on. I'm scared.
Today, Laura is waging war on people who do not wash their hands after going to the toilet. It's wrong, it's unhygienic, and these people need to be stopped. Mm. Hello?
Hello?
Are you just loitering around now?
Yeah.
How many people are in there?
There's nobody here at the moment, it's just me.
Right, you're just gonna have to pretend that you're on the phone so people don't think you're a weirdo talking to yourself, alright?
You don't think you're gonna think they're weird anyway if I'm in the gents' toilets and I'm an actual girl.
Oh, yeah. So just wait for a bloke to come in.
Okay.
Meanwhile, just pretend you're on the phone, maybe.
Okay.
I'll come back to you in a second. Chicken babes, I'm ready. One, we've got to go back to Laura. Laura?
Scott?
Yeah?
Someone's just come out of the cubicle. And
okay.
They've just gone straight out and they haven't washed their hands.
Okay. Follow them out and do your stuff.
Okay. Hang on. Okay, I'm just going. Hang on.
Laura?
Yeah?
Was it a number one or a number two?
I don't know.
Maybe ask him?
Okay, hang on.
Go on, go.
Excuse me, sir. Was it a number one or a number two that you just delivered?
What's he saying?
He's just made a really obscene gesture in my general direction.
Okay. Try again.
Okay.
Trust me, I watch Anthony and Turner Perfect Housewife. I know this stuff.
What's he doing now?
Oh no, he's coming back.
Right, run away.
Okay.
Run away.
Okay. Wash your hands next time.
Right, come back, Laura. Tonight we're in Nottingham. What happens is the auditionees come into a small room in a hotel. They have to stand on a heart-shaped mat, and then they have to stand in front of the panel, which is me, Chappers, Laura's scary dad, and Laura herself. Laura doesn't actually get a say at this stage in who gets put through or not. So they have to. It's quite intimidating. They have to kind of do their turn on a little heart-shaped mat. Now, Laura's dad, on the first one in Southampton, every single bloke, he said, was not good enough for my daughter.
Every single one.
That was Monday's theme. Last night, it's like he does some kind of transplant. He likes them all. He likes everybody. But was asking some really very strange questions.
Did you know that Laura used to be a hooker?
What did you say, Laura?
Laura.
Sorry?
She used to be a hooker.
So did I.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I used to be as well.
That's what I'm asking you. I thought you'd be impressed because of the rugby shirt.
Yeah, I used to be,
All girls school, you see.
Sorry? Then he asked this.
Did you know that one of Laura's ancestors, Ivor Bach, climbed up the keep of Cardiff Castle to steal away the Duke of Gloucester's daughter?
To be honest, even I didn't know that.
No. Well, would you be prepared to climb up the keep of Cardiff Castle to carry away Laura?
Certainly would.
How big is it? Oh, it's very steep. It's steep enough. It's steep enough, yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Fine man.
Seriously, they were really scared of him last night. Do you know what I mean? Loads of big, stocky Welsh rugby lads are like, whatever it takes. Now, remember earlier in the week, Laura's dad said they do have to be Welsh and rich. That's what he would ideally like Laura's new man to be. And that became really clear last night again.
Laura's dad.
What do you do, Dan? What's your job?
I'm in the Air Force.
In the Air Force?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, does that mean that you're on a fast track to promotion? Will you be rich one of these days?
I don't think anyone in the force will ever be rich.
All right, okay, thank you.
that's him gone.
Decision made. And again?
What are you a student of?
Chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're skint?
I wouldn't say skint, but I haven't got a lot of money.
I mean, could you provide the sort of lifestyle that Laura aspires to?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You could?
I could do that, yeah.
How?
Overdraft. Interest free.
I like the other guy. Him later on was like, "Yeah, I do it all the time. It's fine."
He was, yeah.
I'm a bit on the last bit. He was like, "I'm a bit concerned that the overdraft thing won't, you know, that won't keep Laura in the lifestyle that she wants." Well, it's fine. I do it all the time. It's fine. And again,
I think you're a smashing bloke, but I don't want to see my daughter marrying into poverty, so I'm going to say no.
There you go.
He didn't say he was a pov.
He's the thin end of a very fat wedge.
What?
I didn't understand that bit.
Lots of really confused looking people last night when Laura's dad was on. No, I was being sincere. Don't make that sign. It's really good, all the stuff online. There's films of the audition, so you can actually see what they look like. There's Laura's video diary, which is a little bit Blair Witch in places. And our daily blog, which is really interesting reading.
That, yes, very interesting. That quite you, rude in places.
That gives you a real insight into what is happening on this tour. Right, so tonight we're in Nottingham. We are being joined by Jo Wiley, who is so excited. A bit of Wii came out when we told her. And she's replacing you on the judging panel because you're binned after last night's poor performance. So
I thought my performance was all right last night. I didn't think it deserved being sacked.
I heard what they were all calling you outside the audition room.
You can't say that on air.
No. So it's Jo tonight. She's on her way now. Ridiculous list of diva demands, but that's another story. We'll read that on the blog, on the website. Right, last night in Cardiff, we met Joseph, who has just the strangest hair in the world. More on that in just a moment. Nothing could stop Joseph wanting a night with Laura.
You listen to Laura's diary?
Yes, mate.
Does any of that put you off?
No, not at all, mate. We all have bad histories, like. Right. Sorry, Laura.
Would the fact that athlete's foot is back today put you off even more?
No, mate, I have it plenty of times, mate, from rugby.
Oh, so he's got athlete's foot as well. They're a perfect match.
I think that works quite well, actually. Maybe foot fungal disease should be used as a sort of criteria for matching couples.
Matchmaking, yeah.
Yeah.
And they could share athlete's foot powder.
You know, GSOH and fungal foot disease.
FFD.
FFD.
What other hobbies and interests do you have?
Just go out drinking with the lads. I do like drinking, actually. Yeah. Not excessively, but yeah.
Yeah, there he is, a safe, responsible drinker.
Yeah, keep digging.
Yeah. Not excessively, obviously.
And how many girlfriends have you had?
I don't keep count, to be honest with you. I ain't got a tally board.
That many, yeah?
Like, yeah, well.
I don't seriously don't know how many. Or are you too embarrassed to sell it because it's a really high number?
Not really, mate. That's, I don't know. I don't tally them, to be honest with you.
Roughly?
50, 60.
Now, you turned into sort of a bit of a grandad mode at this point.
Yeah, I really did.
50 or 60?
You were shocked.
Do the maths, right? He is, what is he, 22?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you'll hear in a moment, his longest relationship has been 2 years, okay? Right. Listen now.
And what's your longest relationship?
2 years.
Now, how old are you?
22.
Right, so that means he's 22, he's had longest relationship 2 years. That means in 4 years, he's had, like, 59 girlfriends.
Right.
I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Is that, like, one every 2 weeks?
Not far off, yeah.
If anyone is good at maths, which I'm not, and could actually do the maths on Joseph's relationships, 22, longest relationship, 2 years, and in four, well, tell me how long.
So in the other 4 years, he's had 59 girlfriends, yeah. So could you work that out?
Thanks.
How many girlfriends that is, roughly a week.
Thank you very much. 8-1-1-9. Then we went on to talk about Joseph's really interesting mullet, which he has. There's actually a picture of him in the South Wales Echo tonight. That's how good his hair is. It's like he's kind of cut half his hair off, half the mullet off, and then dipped one side of his head in a bucket of bleach, but forgot to do the other bit.
How long have you had that haircut?
There's a story behind it. It was the same length all round, and I went to my hairdressers and I said, basically, can you thin it out for me? All of a sudden, I had the clippers come out, straight at the back, and as you can see...
What was the hair before? Was it just the mullet all the way around?
Yeah, it was just the same length all the way around, basically.
Okay. And the colour was there as well?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's just that bit.
Yeah, now it's just like...
So it's just half a mullet now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And have you actually... had success with the ladies since having
it. They haven't been
that.
Too bad.
Okay.
It's online as well, the pictures of his hair
online.
Yeah,
you need to check the hair out. It's something else, it really is. bbc.co.uk/radio1. And then Laura's dad got in on the action.
Are you a romantic person? Because presumably you have success with the women, despite your haircut.
And from him it was a bit pot kettle, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I don't know what happened, but he's a changed man. Last night, he really liked Joseph, despite the fact that he's got rubbish hair and he's had about 60 girlfriends.
And drinks like a fish.
Yeah, he put him through, didn't he? So they all walk into this quite a large room last night, fairly intimidating.
Big
loads
room.
Of cameras around to do all the online stuff, and four quite scary people behind a big table, including you and me and Laura's dad and Laura. So last night in Cardiff, we met a guy called Gareth.
When you say a girlfriend, do you mean like you like them?
Right, how many girlfriends have you had that you haven't liked?
Well, I haven't liked, three or four, maybe.
And how many girlfriends have you had that you've liked?
I'm on equal, I reckon.
So again, three or four.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In total, you've probably had six or eight girlfriends.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably, yeah.
Right, so that was Gareth. And then, after him... his complete opposite walked into the audition room. So, why are you here?
I'm here because, well, look at Laura. And you're spellbound immediately.
No,
you're
not
feeling it?
No, not really.
No?
I see her every day, Tim, and obviously wears off, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's Tim. Tim nice and Tim definitely not dim.
He said that, and you're not spellbound, and must have just been met by three blank faces from you, me and her dad.
Tim was very, very deep. Very, very clever.
Her diaries were fantastic. The use of imagery in the poems and the diaries, absolutely superb. She manages to capture emotion within the written word. That's a fantastic skill to have.
Yeah. A skill that Laura never knew she even possessed.
No, none of us knew, really.
Amazing.
I haven't really sat here day after day over the past few weeks thinking, great imagery. Great imagery.
P.S. My ball patch is getting bigger. Brilliant imagery there. Really good. I tell you what, though, Laura is sure guaranteed a fun time if Tim wins.
What kind of romantic things would you do if you took Laura out?
Spontaneous adventures.
Okay.
I went to Denmark last summer, and the Viking festivals and...
Well, we have a Viking festival in York in the spring. You might be able to take Laura there sometime.
Yeah, that sounds great. I've actually never been to York. Yeah, Vikings are cool. I like Vikings.
I love Vikings, man.
Yeah.
Do you like Vikings?
They did a lot for navigation, and,
Are you sure you've ever had a girlfriend?
I love Vikings, me.
Yeah. Now, at this point, the football on the monitor that I was watching had finished, and I was desperately searching for anything. TV's naughtiest blunders, whatever, whatever. Anything to divert my attention away.
Mad about Alice?
Whatever, anything.
And what do you think? Do you think Laura's dad liked him?
Yes, I mean, I'd like to go out with you. I think you're terrific. Yes.
Oh, bless Tim. He did try hard.
Very hard.
Very, very hard. I love Vikings, me. They're cool, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Did so much for navigation. Last night in Cardiff, there had to be a final decision, and the person that comes through to the final next week. And this was it.
Right, guys, thank you very much for coming along tonight. There can only be one finalist from tonight, and we've made our decisions. Now it's time to hand you over to Laura, who, of course, is the person that one of you may be going on the date with on One Night with Laura. So it's over to you, Laura, for the final decision.
I can reveal now that the winner of this heat in Cardiff is...
Massive long gap. She did a proper Kate Thornton this time.
Gareth, well done.
Well done, Gareth. I'm gonna give my heart away. I pray we'll stay together, yeah. So Gareth is coming to London.
He's gonna be trouble, isn't he?
Gareth is the new Pete Doherty, and he's coming to London for the final of One Night with Laura next week. Well done, Gareth. That's enough.